Good morning, church. Well, what a privilege it is to speak to you this morning. I hope that you enjoyed last week. We had a bit of a different week last week where we had interactive Bible devotional where we got to split into different groups and have discussions. And I loved seeing people. I really enjoyed the interactions. Thank you so many people who tuned in and enjoyed it so much. Thank you for the feedback that you gave us. It's really, really helpful. The main bit of feedback that we had was that people would like to do it again, but could we involve some sort of worship content in there as well? So we are going to do that format again, the Bible devotional stuff on Zoom on a Sunday. Sunday the 3rd of January, we're going to do it again. And we are working towards incorporating some worship into that as well. So please look out for those links. Tune into that. We'd love to have you along. Thank you for everyone who was there. If you missed it, please tune in on the 3rd. You will have a good time. We all had a great time. It was great to see everybody. But as I say, it's a privilege to get to speak to you today. I just need to let you know of a few upcoming Christmassy things that are happening. So on Saturday, the 12th of December, there will be an online family quiz interactive thing. So Saturday, the 12th. That'll be at 5 o'clock in the evening. More details will come for that. Another date for your diary, Saturday the 19th at 5 o'clock in the evening, we're having our kids online party. Be the same sort of format as the light party that we have had at Halloween. If you want to register your kids, just let Tracy know. There'll be more info coming on that, but get these dates in your diary. And then on Sunday the 20th, there'll be no morning recorded service, but there'll be an evening carol service. Please tune in. 5 o'clock again. Easy times to remember. It's 5 o'clock for all of them. Hopefully, by that point, lockdown depending, you might be able to invite people into your home and enjoy doing that carol service as we celebrate the arrival of Jesus our Saviour at Christmas time. Such a great time of year. I love it. But now that's enough of that. Redo the hair and crack on with the preach. Okay, so I just want to take an opportunity really to remind us where we've been in our preaching series. We've been in a preaching series that we have called Scattered. This is really based around a book by a guy called Alan Scott called Scattered Servants. This is an incredible book. We really encourage people to get hold of it and read it. It's excellent. And I just really want to kind of hit some of the headlines, see where we've been on the journey so far. So we started off, Ian, talking about this book and talking about actually how it really linked up with a lot of what we've done as a church already, prophetically how it links into stuff we've had given to us about us being church among the people. We've looked at how we are made alive in Christ Jesus, and that as we come alive, we're to bring the life that we carry and that we've been given everywhere we go. That as we enjoy closeness and proximity with Jesus, with our Father, we experience an overflow of that and an overflow of his presence and his power. We understand that the love that we have been shown, that we and the compassion we have received, we are to give that compassion to other people. And as we spend time with other people, as we're in proximity with other people, our compassion for other people will grow. As well as being, as carrying the love of the Father, we carry his authority too. That we are ambassadors with roles and purpose to carry out. That we are different and unusual from those around us. That we are foreigners sent out to bring the culture of heaven's empire to the world around us. And we are looked to bring life wherever we go. We don't have to wait to get our lives sorted out. And once we've got everything in order, then we can then share our faith. It doesn't work like that. That actually there's this illustration that Paul uses that we're like jars of clay that has treasure inside us. So these jars that are perhaps chipped and battered on the outside, but it's not our lives that's going on in our lives that matter. It's actually the treasure that we have in us, and we've got that to share. So we've covered a lot of ground so far in this preaching series. How have you been finding it? I'm really interested for you to just take a moment and go, do you know, how have I actually found this preaching series? Have I enjoyed it? Has it been encouraging? Has it been challenging? Has it been annoying? Has it been provoking? Has it been infuriating? Are you mad with us for daring to suggest that you share your faith with others?